Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
1890 453 106, if you'd like to get in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live this Monday afternoon. Now, a tweet by Mattress Mick over the weekend has gained a lot of attention. Michael Flynn, the owner of Mattress Mick, is with us here on Lunchtime Live. Michael, just tell us about this tweet you posted.
I will indeed, yes. It was a tweet about no bra money. What happened was, in our store there last week, a customer came in and she was dealing with one of my colleagues in the sales, on the sales floor, and we did a transaction, we wrote the docket, and as normal we would ask, are you paying by cash or card? And she said, I'm paying by cash. And what she did then was, she put her hand inside her blouse and took out a wad of cash.
Stuffed right? in the bra?
Yes. Well, yes. So this took us all by surprise because we'd never actually seen this happen before. And the salesman didn't know what to say or do. But anyway, we took her money, obviously. But we then had a little chat about it. And we said we'll tweet about this, or we'll put it out there that this has actually happened, wondering if it had happened to anybody else. And apparently it has happened in other stores and in banks and in other various type of retail outlets. This is the feedback that I have been getting anyway.
Right. So no bra money is the sign,
yes.
Anyway, yeah. And
that's
I suppose
correct.
Just, you know, with the good weather and the hot temperatures and all of that, it could be.
Yes. Hot money.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it. But sure, COVID and hand hygiene, and like a lot of businesses aren't even doing cash at the moment, let alone bra money, as you describe it.
Well, I don't know about business not taking in cash. I do see signs for coffee shops and stuff like that where card only accepted. But I would never say no to cash. But at this time, this was a little bit, as I said, different. And we put it out there, and it has received quite a lot of attention. In fact, it was reported in the Indian in the newspapers in India. It was
right.
on Canadian radio stations, and which is no use to me because I can't sell mattresses to India or Canada.
You never know.
But there's been some favourable and some, you know, not so favourable comments about it. But
yeah.
That's life.
Yeah, I just, you know. For people who haven't seen it, it's no bra money in black, bold writing underlined. And then it says, due to increasing temperatures and for our own personal safety, we will not be accepting bra money. Sorry for any inconvenience. What was the flip side of the responses you got from people? Some weren't happy anyway, Mick.
Well, no, some comments were, you know, I would take money no matter where it came from. Other people said, you're right. It's a little bit unhygienic. It's not right. It's not normal. But overall, I think the consensus is that what we did was seen as kind of I won't say a joke, but it was put out there as a little bit of guerrilla marketing.
Yeah.
And
a bit of fun.
A bit of fun, yes. And that's the way I think people should see it.
Yeah.
And it's something different, and it's, well, it's got people talking over the weekend.
Sure, we're chatting now.
That's
so, we spoke to you probably a couple of months back now, Mick, in the, you know, when early in the new year, because
That's
of
right.
the delays with getting lead times and I suppose beds and mattresses and the whole lot. Like, has that improved now at all in recent times?
Absolutely, yes. The supply chain is getting better. Although it's not as it was pre-COVID, but it is certainly getting better. But the one problem is that prices are rocketing a little bit.
Even still?
Well, they're stabilising now, but they have gone up.
Right.
Due mainly to transport costs of springs from abroad and so forth. And it's not only in my industry, but in all industries, it appears to be a problem. There's a shortage of containers, which for some reason doesn't have, obviously, the supply. And the prices have, as I said, gone up. So the thing is to buy as many Irish-made mattresses as possible, although they are now having difficulty getting the springs as well.
So but it's the springs mix, sorry. Is that why prices are...
The springs, the foam. I'm just speaking about our industry. The
yeah.
springs, the foam, the fabrics, even the wood it's become to make the basis is also in short supply. But as I said a moment ago, it is getting better. It is getting easier. And hopefully in the short term now, it'll be back to what it was.
Can you give us a rough idea, McRuff? Like, I mean, in not no bra money cash terms, but roughly how much would beds have gone up by?
Approximately somewhere between 10 and 15%.
Okay. So if you're looking for a bed at the moment, be prepared to pay an extra 10 to 15% in the price of it.
Yeah. Yes, I think, but it's that would be acceptable, I think, yes. Although they can still be discounted. There is still always room to do a deal. But generally, yes, beds prices have gone up and mattress prices have gone up by that.
And you're back open now in store to customers as well over the past couple of weeks. Like, how is business, Mick?
Business is very strong, actually. Yes, all my stores are open. We've got branches around the country now, and they're all open, and they're all going very, very well. Even our online business is still quite strong, although it has dipped a little bit. Once the stores opened up, the online business did take a slight dip. But overall, I'm very happy. And the only problem, again, is back to the supply, that people may have to wait a little bit longer for their delivery. But most of the stuff that we would have on the floor, I would have as a backup stock. Mm. But any special orders would take a little bit of time.
What's the lead time, roughly, to get stuff in?
Well, when you say get in from abroad?
In general, I mean, I was actually looking at other household materials recently, and I was been quoted about 18 weeks to get stuff. So I'm just curious, is this a nationwide problem?
Well, not in what I work at. No, you're talking about 2 to 3 weeks in our industry.
Right. Okay. In for beds.
Yeah. I haven't heard of anything that long as 18 weeks. It hasn't come into my world at all.
Yeah. And the other thing, Mick, sorry, I just wanted to ask you as well. Like, have you noticed that, or is it just over the pandemic, people that have maybe, you know, saved up a bit of, you know, some money, they're looking to spend now?
Absolutely. And people are not afraid to spend their money. Like in mattresses, for example, people want a little bit better mattress. They don't want the cheap mattress anymore. I think it's possibly because they spend so much time at home that they realise how important it is to have a good mattress. Mm-hmm. And yes, they're not afraid to spend, and they are spending. I don't know what's going to happen now over the summer when people are going away on holidays and stuff, but up to now it has been very, very good.
Yeah,
very,
okay.
Very good.
Well, that's good. Good to hear that business is doing well. Just don't come into you with cash in your bra. That's effectively it.
Well,
all right.
Thank you very, very much for calling me.
Michael Flynn, of course, the owner, Mattress Mick. Thanks a million, Michael, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.